footprint. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.
How can you experience real life in China without making that trip to the fabulous Middle Kingdom? How do you get to meet people living in China without actually coming face to face with them? Welcome to Chinese Theatre, a program that seeks to immerse you deeply in the sights, sounds, and tastes of China, just as if you're touring the country in real life and getting involved in the daily lives of people living here. Join us for Chinese Theatre and be blown away by the joys and sorrow, dreams and passion, love and devotion, aspiration and struggles of the people you'll meet. Chinese Theatre, a journey of a lifetime and an inspiration for the soul.
Hello and welcome to Chinese Theatre. In today's edition, we'll continue with the drama series titled My Economical Man. The drama series follows three young women as they search for love, ultimately hoping to find their Mr. Right. Now stay tuned.
Look at you. You didn't tell me.
Huh?
How long have you known about this?
Do you remember the first time we met at my company's entrance?
When we...
You snatched my Coke from me.
I even scolded you.
Yeah, you said I should feel ashamed that I took advantage.
I hope our project goes smoothly. GM Wang, I'm fine from here.
GM Wang, don't worry. You can trust us with this project, with peace of mind.
Good.
GM Feng.
GMO, I'll go get started.
Okay. Well, let me introduce you. GM Wang from Shenhua, and this is GM Feng. You may not know each other, but I'm sure you've heard the names.
Right. I've heard great things about GM Feng. Pleasure.
Of course.
Well, we'll get going.
Take care. This way, GM Feng.
Hey, he's here, he's here, he's here, he's here.
Who's here?
Feng Zhihong.
Who?
Feng Zhihong. See?
Zhihong? Is it really Feng Zhihong?
That's him.
Oh, wow. That was the first time I've ever seen him in real life. He's even more handsome in real life, isn't he?
Gorgeous. Oh, yeah.
Whoever that guy marries will be one lucky girl. Oh.
If I could marry him, it would be the most amazing thing ever, right?
Hey, Xiaojun. Feng Zhihao. Did you see Feng Zhihao?
No, I didn't.
What's wrong with
you? I'm busy.
Why are you...
Don't disturb me.
GMO, isn't Shenhua Network an online game development company? When did you start taking this kind of project?
When I took this post.
You're really quite driven. Did I see her Xiaojun out there? Is your new project...
Yes, she's in charge of it.
But can you carry on with the perfume project? I hope her Xiaojun can still lead it.
GM Feng, He Xiaojun is in charge of the preliminary planning stage. But for the project's implementation, we'll use a professional coordinator.
No. I want He Xiaojun in charge from start to end.
I've already informed my staff.
Let's think of a win-win situation here.
All right.
Integrate our perfume's press conference with Shenhua Network's online game promo. A collaboration.
But they're promoting an online game while you're promoting a cosmetic product.
Isn't advertising's point to join together unrelated things and correlate them?
But GM Feng, we've shown you the perfume proposal and you verified it. In doing so, it means our previous work on your project was in vain.
Yes. A proposal is a very subjective thing. I think that there's a better idea to be had.
GM Feng, if you treat our cooperation as a means to try to settle your relationship issues, then I won't agree.
GMO. You left Dew's group to work at LKK. I'm an old client that you brought up with you. But if you can't compromise, I'll have to take my business back to Dew's group. Dew Kaiwan is an old friend, after all. In the advertising industry, even if I don't ask, I'll find things out eventually. We're just doing each other a favor, aren't we?
It seems you value your relationships.
If we cooperate, we'll be friends. If we're not friends, we don't need cooperation. Don't you agree?
He Xiaojun.
GMO.
There have been a few changes. Come see me later.
Okay.
He Xiaojun, it looks like our project will need you a bit more.
This project simply isn't going to work. Promoting perfume and a game together? How are we supposed to market these two things together?
He Xiaojun, this is advertising. Our creativity is our livelihood. We have to do our best to meet our clients' requirements. So what you must do now is use that creativity to convince Shenhua Network's GM Wang to collaborate on this. There's no room for negotiation here.
GMO, I'm sorry.
In this matter, you have the right to complain. I'm glad you know who was the cause of this problem. Go over to Feng's group and find out their requirements.
Do I have to go now?
You do. This is your job. You have to do what you have to do. No matter your reluctance, you have to be professional.
Okay.
Yes, hello?
Hey. It's me.
Why did you resign from the company? Why aren't you answering my calls?
I left your company to get away from you and start my life anew.
Is it because our child was lost?
Kaiwen, please don't mention that again.
Our child is gone, but we can have another one.
Let's not be so selfish, okay? Spare a thought for the child. If the child were born, he wouldn't ever be able to openly call you his father.
For our relationship, I've tried my very best.
I know. But as a woman, I really hope that when I'm all alone and helpless, there can be someone beside me to comfort me, care for me. Back when I had the miscarriage, you were with your wife. Kaiwen, I'm not complaining about that. Because a good husband and a good man should always be there with his wife. Maybe it's my fault. From the very beginning.
I know it's been hard. I know. I know it's hard to go through it alone. I can't give you what you want, but you must know that my feelings are real.
I've never regretted being with you. You helped me a lot, gave me opportunities and happiness. I remember the good times. But we shouldn't carry on like this anymore. So let's end it for good. I'll carry on well, and I hope that you can have a happy life.
Mr. Feng, you did this on purpose. No one would propose something like that. An online game and a cosmetic product? How do I put those two things together, huh?
I don't see anything unreasonable. This is your job, isn't it?
Is it work or are you picking on me? Seeing me frustrated, does it give you satisfaction? I can finally face you now, but you still cause me more trouble.
How am I causing you trouble? This is just business. I've signed an agreement with your company. The way I do business is different from others. If you can't fulfill my requirements, I'll have to find someone else.
Then I'll go.
Are you angry?
No. I can't be angry. This is my job. Since my client requires it, I'll figure something out.
Good. I await your good news.
I don't know why you're doing this, but I feel I should remind you that it's different between us now. At least with me.
Well, I haven't changed. My feelings haven't.
Yeah. Changing you is too hard. Look at this office. It was empty before, and it still is.
Because I'm still waiting for you.
Is that where our house will be?
Yes. Hey, when there's nice weather, I can see mountains in the distance.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's quite nice here, but it's too much space. When will you make it look less empty, huh?
Up to you.
How's that up to me?
Just think, I'll spend most of my time here in this office during the day, then back to our home at night. All the places I'm at, I'll let you decorate. So when I look around me, I'll think of you.
But you've never kept any of your promises to me.
A glass of rum ice cream, please.
I'm sorry, sir. The flavor's been sold out. Would you like another?
It's been sold out? Impossible.
What do you want?
I have a question that I'd like to ask you. You see, rum ice cream is my favorite flavor, but you've ordered every last one. Do you think maybe...
No way.
I see. You're feeling down, huh? Had a breakup? You know, I heard that when one's feeling down, they should try eating some, vanilla or chocolate ice cream. It's supposed to cheer you up, so in your state, you should have one of those flavors. But, you know, since you already paid for these glasses, if you want, I could just buy them from you. I think our meeting here must be fate. If you ate all that ice cream, you'd be sure to feel sick, right?
Listen, kid. Don't try to talk to me the way your mom talks to you.
Lady, are you really gonna argue with a kid over a glass of ice cream, huh? All right, stop staring at me like that. My eyes aren't hidden behind sunglasses like yours are. That's not fair.
Immature. My ice cream, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Wow!
Taking pictures of me? Give me the camera.
No more pictures. I won't take any more. I promise.
Give me the camera.
I promise. You're gonna pretend to be in pain to get at my camera? I won't fall for it. Hey. Hey, hey. I said this would happen if you ate all that ice cream. I'll help you to a doctor. Hey, just stop being so stubborn. Come on now. I'll take you to the hospital. Here. Come on. I'll just look at you. You should give me this ice cream, huh?
Chen Qizhong.
Your subordinate is quite ill-mannered. In my company, low-level employees don't interrupt executives when they talk.
That's no BMW. It doesn't have that blue and white logo on it. So what car is that?
I think it's a Bora. How can you look at the car brand before you even get a close look at the man's face, huh?
The look of his face makes no difference. But BMW or Bora does. No, I will not let Xiaojun end up with the wrong guy.
Hey, but wait, hold on. You haven't gotten your medicine.
I have medicine at home for what this is. Thanks for your help.
Forget it. Take your medicine when you get home. Oh, well, forget something?
I suddenly remembered. My company needs to find a professional camera part. What's the best memory card to use?
Well, you've asked the right person. A professional camera's memory card should be as high capacity as possible. Like this one.
This is mine.
But how is that yours?
Because there are pictures here of me taken without permission. That's why I have to take it. And that's why it's mine now.
Then just delete the photos and return the card to me.
We'll see.
Hey. Hey. Hey! Hey! Fine then, consider it a gift.
Hey!
Here it is.
You gonna eat that?
Oh, of course I'm gonna eat it. What's wrong with you?
This is the last dish, okay? Everybody eat up.
You just try your uncle's cooking now. You've been in America too long. You don't get to eat such delicious home-cooked food there, I'll bet.
This food smells absolutely heavenly, Uncle. I guarantee if you opened up a restaurant in Chinatown in the United States, you'd put the other restaurants out of business.
Hey, hey, hey. You're being a bit obvious, aren't you? Even I can see that.
But I mean it. But it's been unbearable. The restaurant's food there is lousy. And as for my mom's cooking, it's no better.
Well, no one knows about that better than me. Her cooking is even worse than my cooking is. Huh? But she married a good man. For all those years now, she's lived in comfort after going to America. That's why it's important for a woman to marry a good man. Yang Fan, you don't know how vexed I've been because of your cousin.
Mom, Yang Fan's just come back from the United States. Drop the subject and just eat.
Aunt, I know what you're implying. I fully understand your concern about Xiaojun's future. Anything that you say can be linked to that.
Oh, don't encourage her. Why do you want to keep on with that? If you're too talkative, you'll get a fishbone stuck in your throat.
Yang Fan didn't say anything wrong. Your cousin appears to be laid back. But I'm telling you, he understands me better than you do. And my concern for Xiaojun's future is justified, right? Xiaojun, since you don't want my help, why don't you let Yang Fan pick someone? Yang Fan, you've been in America and have some good friends there. You must have a few friends you can introduce her to, right?
No need to. I mean, what about that guy who drives the BMW, right?
BMW?
Yeah, BMW.
What man is that?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, I just mean that my cousin is pretty and slender, that she could easily find a guy who drives a BMW.
I don't really care about BMWs. Now listen to me. Riding a white horse doesn't make a prince. And a BMW doesn't mean he's rich.
He could be a chauffeur.
Come on, watch out now. I know Taekwondo.
Whoa. Are you trying to anger your mom by mentioning Taekwondo? When she was a child, your aunt signed her up for a piano class, but then she went and signed up for Taekwondo instead. And when your aunt found out, she was so mad she flew into a rage.
It still makes me mad. She's a girl. What would she want to learn that ungirly stuff for? And besides, when a man finds out that she's learned Taekwondo, don't you think that he'll be put off? Who'd want to date you?
Well, I wouldn't date that kind of guy. Maybe I'd have to protect him, right?
Yang Fan, you see, your cousin always talks back to me. Hey, what man with the BMW? Bring him home to meet us. What are you hiding him from us for?
What are you laughing at? Stop that! Don't listen to him. He's teasing you. There's no man driving a BMW. Oh, well, I envy you, Yang Fan. You can travel around carefree now that you've graduated, and your mom doesn't nag you all the time.
Well, he's a boy, and you're a girl. It's different. Just be content with your lot and stay here, Yang Fan.
Here. Let's heat up and enjoy this food.
Fish head. It's good.
Here, you just have it, Uncle.
You'll like it.
Did you have enough to eat?
Oh, yeah.
You went a little overboard today. You almost spilled the beans.
I know that was my bad. Hey, is Feng Zhihao still chasing you?
He didn't come here to find me. But he did go to my company and give us an impossible task. And then after he did that, my boss put me in charge. I hate it.
Hey, don't worry about it. Don't let anyone upset you. Just consider it as a small challenge, okay?
Thanks for your comforting words. So, this time, how long will you stay?
This time, I'll stay a good while. I've traveled all over, but feel at home here. And when I make money in the future, I'm gonna treat this place as my home, after traveling. And when I'm broke, I'll come back.
See, that's why it's good to be a guy. Your family isn't always interfering in your personal life.
Yeah.
And they don't pester you to get married.
But I tell you, we're the same. They want me to get married. But still, I won't let them pressure me into it. I just don't feel comfortable doing that.
But you have to date someday. You don't have to worry about getting old. For men, age doesn't matter. But you can't go roaming around forever. Someday when you meet a girl that you like, you should settle down, don't you think? Hey, why are you laughing?
Well, it's just, I'm just not used to hearing you talk like that.
Hey, the way you laughed just now isn't the laugh of someone joking around. Be honest. Have you met a girl?
Well,
Huh?
Well, I met a girl on the street today, and she was kind of special.
You're girl crazy. Acting like that over a girl you just met?
So what?
People like you who spend time overseas are quite different. You have very unique tastes.
Wait, are you making fun of me?
Of course not. No.
All right, don't get upset about your work, okay?
Yeah, I know. Hurry home, don't roam about.
Right.
Sajun.
Hi.
You're here.
Give me your hand.
What for?
Just do it.
You returned the Coke.
No, I'm buying you one. Petty.
Right. Let's go. Have you considered how to convince him?
I think so. Hey, you've got to help me, though. Otherwise, I'll be in trouble.
Sure. Hey there. Everyone, stop your work and listen up. I'd like to introduce you. Here's the person in charge of the advertising campaign for our online game, He Xiaojun. And these are my colleagues here. We'll be liaising with you closely in the future. Tai Jun, who you know. Li Hui.
Hi.
Zhao Peng.
Hello.
Zhang Yunsheng.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Keep working. I'll take you to GM Wong. Be careful. Watch step. Over here. GM Wong.
Hi.
Please.
Sit. GM Wong.
Hello. Please, sit.
Here, please take a look. When GM Feng made this request, we were also surprised. But after thinking it over, this may be a win-win situation. An inter-industry collaboration is quite a rare thing. It's sure to create news and enhance the reputations of both companies. Secondly, both products are advertised together, so the advertising fees will be shared between you both. It's a good deal.
But what about the effect? It's unpredictable. Feng's group makes high-end cosmetics. Their customers are women with economic power. Whereas our consumers are mainly young male gamers. I fear these glamorous, high-end cosmetics might upstage our product if they're advertised together.
Well, that depends on the planning team's ability. There'll be a proposal, and when it's ready, we can look through it. And if your concern turns out to be the case, we can request them to amend their proposal, right? And from what I understand, the perfume that Feng's group is launching is targeted at young people in their mid-20s. So their product corresponds to our consumer group as well.
This project is indeed a challenge to us. But I believe we can pull it off. Besides you, GM Feng and GM Mo will be checking up to ensure that everyone is satisfied.
Hey, Tai.
Hmm?
Does Chafe really know that girl well?
He does.
Hey, Tai. Do you think that Chief is, you know, interested in her?
Well, how do I know that? Do you think Manager Chen is like Xiao Li, showing his interest all over his face, huh?
But Sai, why don't we try to bring them together? She's so pretty. It's perfect. Yeah.
Sure. All right, then. We'll give it a try, but if something goes wrong, I'll hold you responsible.
GM Wong, rest assured.
Nice working with you.
And you too.
Careful.
Your company stairs are steep.
Yeah. We'll finish with work soon. Why don't you stay and have dinner?
I have to get back to report to my boss.
Ah.
You're leaving so soon? Why not stay a bit?
I can't. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Well, I'll see you out.
Oh, no need. I put you through too much trouble. You've got work to do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Just to the door, then.
Uh-huh. Thanks for your help.
You bought me a drink. I'll buy you food.
Hey, don't move. Huh? So, I'll, see you out.
There's no need to. I've put you through so much trouble already. Besides, you have a lot of work to do.
Don't cry, please.
I wish you two happiness.
Get off me.
With that, we end this edition of Chinese Theater. Tomorrow, we'll continue with the drama series titled My Economical Man. Thank you for tuning in and see you tomorrow.
dive into the sports world with